This is Kevin Harlan, and tomorrow, the NBA on Prime Crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat-Knicks, Warriors-Spurs. Coverage starts tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the show today, Dak, yakety yak, yakety sacks, and a naked cowboy. It's all coming up right after this.
It's time once again for people who suck at small talk.
Hey, nice weather we're having today, don't you think?
Yeah, it is rather amazing the cyclical manner in which meteorological trends manifest themselves.
Jeez, sorry I f***ing asked.
Join us again next time for People Who Suck at Small Talk.
Now, some more Bob and Tom.
You want it. You need it. You can't live without it.
This is Bob and Tom Extra.
In the meantime, we turn over that way with Mr. McGee and the sports the update, please.
The unbelievably wonderful football team, the Dallas Cowboys. That's what I'd say in the bizarro world. And Dak Prescott have finally agreed on the richest contract in club history. Hold on to yourself, Christy.
Okay.
2 years after negotiations began with the star quarterback, a person with knowledge of the situation, the deal's $160 million for four years, which works out to $40 million a year, of course. Guaranteed signing bonus, $66 million.
God.
The deal came a day before a deadline to put the franchise tag on Dakota for a second straight year at a salary cap charge of $37.7 million.
Get that money. Get that money.
Yeah.
Get
it. Grab it. Prescott's 2020 season cut short by a compound fracture of his right ankle. You recall that injury on the TV.
Yeah, but can he come back just as strong?
It was dangling there like a rag doll.
I'm concerned about that. Right now. The first thing he's going to do is take over the power grid.
Oh.
See if he can sort that out for the morons that are in charge of it.
Okay.
We don't need your room. We're going to do it our way. Okay.
Go, Tom. Go, baby.
Not often they get a blizzard down there.
Well, they get them occasionally, don't they? They were warned.
This is your ultimate
idea. I lived in St. Louis for a long time. The hurricane budget wasn't that big.
They were warned.
Okay.
There are very fine wind-driven systems in Antarctica that don't freeze over.
Am I the only one that can see him right now? You can see that you can't question him during these tirades. You can see that.
Is Dak his real name?
It's something Dakota. I think it's like Wayne Dakota.
That's such
Prescott
a cool nickname.
Dak is cool.
Yeah. Dak.
Baby's
Shepherd.
Got Dak.
No.
Baby's Got Dak.
I don't mind Baby's Got Dak. That should be a headline at some point.
Yeah. Sure.
Whose baby? Is Jerry Jones' baby in that situation?
Dallas
Baby's Got Dak?
Oh, man. Jerry Jones. They said they were negotiating for 2 years.
Yeah.
Well, that's because it takes so long for those bloodletting sessions for Jerry Jones, you know, to keep him healthy. They've got to.
More
leeches, please.
Put the leeches to
him. I'm sorry. It's not Norman. Rain. R-A-Y-N-E, Dakota is his middle name, Prescott.
That's just a great name.
Well, all of that's
Dakota
great. Rain Prescott.
Oh, so the Prescott. Cool. Oh, the Prescotts of Houston? Yes, the Prescotts of Houston.
It does. Frayne Dakota Prescott?
Yes.
Of the third family of Timms?
That's great. Hello? That would be a good headline, wouldn't it, though? If he has a child, baby's got Dak. Or Dackity Dak, don't talk back.
Dackity Dak's even better, I say.
If he's at a press conference, right. Dackity Dak, don't talk back.
Yeah, he was very silent.
Don't talk to Dak.
Or he maybe got mad at a ref.
Well, and it's also kind of complicated because if they were playing Yakety Yak, then people would be partying in there. People would be talking back.
Now, yes, exactly. And when he does not...
Boy, it's going to be a long morning, isn't it?
...fulfill this contract.
Remember, for those of you just tuning in, Tom's announced he's high.
They're going to ask him to hit the road, Dak.
Oh, I love this.
And don't you come back.
Right.
Oh. No more.
Here we go.
No,
this is one of the great opens of all time.
Don't talk back.
So that's so the great Charles Boots Randolph, everybody.
On take saxophone?
The yeah. And the trash.
No.
On the novelties. Oh, this is, yeah, he did Yakety Sax.
Right, but not Yakety Yak.
He said no to Yakety Yak.
Wait.
Here comes it. Wait.
Don't talk back.
Oh, that is so great.
Yakety Yak and Yakety Sax are two different things?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Are they at least in the same family?
No, but it's the same tune.
No, it's not the same. This is Yakety.
Yakety Sax is not Yakety Yak.
You're blowing my mind.
Yakety Sax is as follows.
Same key. Yeah, they're close.
Don't talk back.
Very mixable.
Don't talk back.
Yeah, there's not enough room.
Don't talk. Hey, it's Boots.
Hey, Boots, I need room.
Hey, slow
I can't
down.
Get the don't talk back in.
You gotta leave enough of a break for all of us.
Let's try it again now.
Take out the papers and the trash.
Yaggity yak, don't talk back.
Or you don't get the
not yet, not yet.
Pass. We're getting ready, we're practicing.
If you don't
it sounds like Yakety Sax.
No, it doesn't.
You ain't gonna rock and roll no more. Yaggity yak.
No dog back.
And then you can go.
Right.
Yeah.
It does sound like Yakety Sax, but they are quite different.
Because they're both saxophones.
Well, they're both novelty songs.
I don't think that's a novelty song.
Yakety Yak was sadly not considered a novelty song, I don't think.
Sort of a party anthem, you know?
Oh, it's great.
Best sax solo ever. Turn the Page, I would guess.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
one
that's
of them.
Pretty strong.
Baker Street will open up some stuff.
Baker Street is great.
Raphael Ravenscroft at Baker Street.
What's the one in that Foreigner song?
Oh, that's Junior.
Oh, that's a good one.
Is that Urgent?
That's Junior Walker.
That's a great one.
So good. I'm never going to dance again.
That's very famous.
Guilty feet of God.
Oh, that's Andrew Ridgeley. There you go.
Alto Reed.
Always reminds me of it.
No, this is Baker Street.
Yeah.
This is Raphael Ravenscroft.
What? I couldn't hear you over the
sound of it. Yeah.
That always reminds me of a tumescent member. Right?
What?
You hear a sax and you go, boner. Okay.
That particular solo.
You ever want to sit down and write stuff that makes them say that exact thing? If your team wins,
yep.
Evidently a saxophone now.
Yep.
What
the
else
best
you got?
Sax solos are on Dark Side of the Moon, thank you.
Great gig in the sky.
Yeah, that one's kind of a, I don't know, sort of a slower, softer. That one is really aggressive, that Baker Street set.
Well, sure. They want you to know they're playing sax.
And that's a melody from an old jazz.
That's not true, but...
No, it is. That melody's been around forever.
They've all been around forever. You just have to find them.
Oh, Godwin with
pick
the old...
them out of the air. When you
raise this, the 10 million typewriters and 40 monkeys, whatever that is.
Do you have a sax setting on your keyboard?
Somewhere, yeah.
And I love a keyboard sax.
Here it is now.
It's going to take me 10 minutes.
Now we've lost him.
I've given him his job for the rest, the rest of the week.
All right.
Just check it in. Pat, is that a sax? Nope. All right.
All right.
I would also argue one of the great sax solos, Stones, Can't You Hear Me Knocking?
Oh, sure.
It is terrific.
That's such a great song.
That's Andrew Ridgeley from
Wham. Guys.
No, it's not.
The greatest sax solo is Yakety Sax.
Okay.
Or is it... Or is it Yakety Yak? Well, this doesn't count because it's all sax.
That's why it's the greatest sax solo.
Is that Boots Randolph's biggest hit?
It has to be.
I, I know it's the one that it's lingering. I
mean. Yeah. Sure. It's tested. And it's time tested.
Didn't we talk about Boots one morning and he's out there and we thought, we mused that he might have passed?
Boots is still alive?
I don't know.
I'd be shocked.
Let me look.
But we got this one.
Oh, yeah.
Stones.
Man, that Ridgely can play the sax.
It's Bobby Keys, I think.
Passed in 2007.
Boots
did.
Oh, Boots has
died, yeah. Many years ago.
2007.
He's up on Boots Hill.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
I didn't get it.
The silence was deafening.
I didn't get it.
Are you kidding me?
I acknowledge that as comedy.
Yeah, that is comedy.
I acknowledge it.
He is high today. He liked that. All right. Oh, he acknowledged it.
Then there's this one. Recognize that, Chrissy?
Is that
Bruce Springsteen?
Yeah, that's right.
So the saxophone does. There is a fine line between great sax and awful sax, yeah. Isn't there?
There is a fine line between all right, okay,
right.
Stop.
Yeah.
Like I like to hear a little bit of saxophone and music every day, but if my neighbor played the saxophone, I heard them playing every day.
Yeah. Yeah. Dr. Ruth show, good sax.
Yeah. Just like the musicologist.
I'm not laughing at good sax if you're not laughing at Boots Hill.
I gave Boots Hill an acknowledgement.
All right, I acknowledge good sax then.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Did you ever see that?
I feel like I'm listening to a different show.
He's high.
What's going on?
He's rolling right now.
No.
He's high AF, Willie.
Christy,
yeah.
Now, do you remember this? There's a story behind this sax solo. I'm going to play a little bit of it, and here we go.
Well, this is Lou Reed, but who's playing sax?
Well, that's the funny thing.
I know.
There's a story
I've heard.
We spoke to David Bowie about this.
Paul McCartney.
David Bowie's playing sax.
No, he's not.
Isn't it Bowie's saxophone teacher?
Yes. David Jones, David Bowie in high school. That was his sax teacher.
David Jones of the Monkees.
No.
No, that's
don't ruin the story. And
don't ruin this awful boring story.
don't ruin this role I'm on.
No, please move on. No interest.
There is a great video, and I don't know why this popped up recently, of David Bowie.
How many times have you talked to David Bowie, Josh?
None, man. None.
Okay, well, yeah, great. I'm going to talk to him now.
Yeah, you don't have a chance.
Had I the chance to talk to him, I certainly wouldn't ask him a question about the saxophone on a Lou Reed song.
What would you ask him?
Hey, David, you've had an incredible career, multiple movies, multiple hit records. Let's talk about something you did for Lou Reed.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense,
he
does it?
He produced that, though.
It's a great song. Mick Ronson, Lou Reed.
I would have asked him if he would be my friend.
Do they still play that song? Is it?
Probably not.
Those chords open up the new Tom and Jerry movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it begins with that. But then it turns into, I guess, a modern-day hip-hop song. Sampled it.
It's Can I Kick It by A Tribe Called Quest.
Oh, okay. Maybe it's not that modern-day, but it's...
Can I Kick It?
Wasn't there a douche called Quest, Christy?
A what?
Was there a douche called Quest?
No, not that I remember.
That's pretty good, though. When you begin when you begin your quest every month,
I think there was.
I'll look that up.
Quest Douche. Toothpaste.
How in the world would you know that, first of all?
I opened up a cabinet or two in my day. Sure. Are they playing Walk in the Wild Side, or are the lyrics now too problematic?
I think.
I don't know. Aren't they?
The lyrics have always been too problematic.
Yeah. Ah, man. Yes, you're right. Lou Reed was a racist. You kidding me?
No, I'm just saying. It doesn't matter.
I don't see a Quest Douche anywhere, so.
So,
you know, so thank you, Christy.
Thanks for getting back to us.
My goal on today's show was to make Christy somehow say that. I'm sorry, Christy. I had no idea. I swear to you, there was a douche called Quest.
You look it up. There doesn't appear to
or maybe there was a tribe called all the.
Oh. There's a guy in a tribe called Quest called Q-Tip, and that's basically just kind of a tidy little, I don't know. So.
Is there a band called Massengill, maybe?
I don't know.
No? Okay.
There was an FDS, but...
Called Quest?
No, that was called FDS.
FDS
feminine
delivers
feminine hygiene products.
Now, Willie, I don't know if you're aware of this.
Flowers,
I don't know if you're aware of this. just write down the number of this statement. There was a shampoo called Gee, Your Hair Smells Terrific.
Sure, yeah, we've talked about that before.
Yeah. They unfortunately, when they brought out their line of douches, it was...
got in trouble.
The name just... No one would put it on the shelves. Coming up, we have...
saxophone solo, Dear Morons.
Uh-huh. Oh.
Careless Whisper.
Yeah.
The end, period.
Right. That's the name of that song.
That's a good one.
I'm never going to dance again. And also, it wasn't Greg Giggling Sky.
Guilty feet have not got rhythm.
It's the sax is on Money and Us and Them. Greg Giggling Sky is the vocal solo. Yeah. But...
Okay. Well,
I wasn't going to correct you on the air, chick, because I'm not rude.
The vocal by Tina
Fey. The punch to the story was that when Bowie brought in his
he can't help but finish
high school teacher, Bowie was all dressed up in his sort of Ziggy Stardust weirdo hair thing, and the guy had no idea who he was.
Okay.
Which Mr. Bowie shared that story with. Something. It was fascinating.
So he didn't recognize him from school then, huh?
From a young lad to a grown man in a costume.
That's
didn't quite.
Before he had his teeth fixed.
What an amazing story.
Hey, Prince Harry, come on. You just got $8 million to do that interview. How about getting some orthodonture, okay?
You are really preoccupied with teeth and hair.
And summer's not here yet. He has summer teeth. Some are there, some aren't.
That's not true. Jesus.
About royalty.
Nice comeback, Potsy.
I don't see a Quest douche anywhere.
There you go.
I thought there was a douche named Quest.
I couldn't find it. Maybe it was in Europe or something.
Could be.
When you were in Italy.
Yeah, all right, maybe. I just thought there was a douche name. And I don't know why we're talking about that, but we were talking about Dak Prescott.
Yeah.
Which led to... was it again... Dackity Dack.
Don't talk back.
And then we got into saxophones. And then we got into Lou Reed's song. Yeah. And then we got into a tribe called Quest.
The best sax solos, and you guys were confused about this song.
Nobody was confused but Chick.
That's Yakety Sax. This song.
Take out the papers and the trash.
What do you got in your middle finger in your pocket?
Here we go.
If you don't spread that kitchen floor.
Don't go back.
Oh, it's so great. But yeah, that's a nice, obviously nice. But this is probably the greatest sax solo of all time.
It is one of them for sure.
Where's the sax?
Yeah, wait, this is harmonica. Oh, there it is.
Is that a keyboard? That sounds like a Farfisa organ.
Isn't that like a soprano sax in there?
Yeah,
maybe.
Okay, maybe, yeah. All right.
I think it's a soprano sax. I could be wrong. A sax player's, let me know.
What about Careless Whisper? I think this guy's right.
That's good. Yeah.
That's pretty good.
That's what Willie said.
I don't know. I think I'd have to go Can't You Hear
Kenny. Kenny said Careless
Whisper. We're all talking about Dak Prescott because why, Chick?
He and the Cowboys.
Some money.
They finally agreed on a contract. 4 years, $160 million, 66 of which is a signing bonus.
Speaking of Cowboys, you want to break away for a second for Naked Cowboy News? Christy has that story. The famous Naked Cowboy from Times Square.
Where?
Is in Daytona Beach.
Why don't you just go ahead and do the story?
There you go. Setting it up is giving it away, as you often do, so go ahead.
According to WKMG-TV.
Where will we go tonight to show you the news?
Well, that's nice.
That slogan's too long, but I like it.
It's a little clunky.
Maybe we'll take you there tonight.
There you go.
Mr. Robert Burke was arrested during Bike Week in Daytona Beach.
Bobby
Burke, best known as New York's Naked Cowboy, was taking photos.
Christy, you want to clear your throat?
With bystanders as they put money in his guitar, like he does in Times Square. Officer said his actions violated a city ordinance on panhandling.
Really? That's the biggest crime going on during bike week?
Burke also allegedly refused a police officer's orders. Records indicate the 50-year-old was booked into the Volusia County Jail Saturday on charges of panhandling.
Good.
He was released from jail the following morning.
This guy's got to learn. He can't just go anywhere and be a naked cowboy.
Why not?
Why? It's funny.
Nope. Times Square, that's it, pal.
What is wrong you belong.
Jesus, what are you? When did you become a fascist?
Officers noted in the report, Burke was wearing white underwear, a multicolor straw hat during the incident, which caused crowds to form a circle around him while panhandling.
So what?
Of course, he's a regular at Bike Week, according to the story, where hundreds of thousands of bikers are expected now through March 14th in
spring
Daytona.
Break coming up.
Now who are the bikers going to beat up?
How are we supposed to have a super spreading event without the naked cowboy?
Like the guy, it's sure a free country. Thinking. The guy's not hurting any guys.
Nah, the guy's a jerk.
No, he's not. Well, how do you know?
You just look at him.
It's just a stunt.
In his underwear.
You just rather have everyone dress in gray, you socialist.
Exactly. What a stunt.
Everyone gets up every morning and wears their gray suits.
Hang on.
Oh, I like a gray suit.
I like the fact that Josh insists he can spot a guy like this.
Do something. Something with talent.
Yeah, there you go.
Anybody can just stand there in their underwear. I bet he's not good.
Has he ever had a hit? Has he ever had a top 10 hit?
Yeah, I've never heard him on the radio.
I think, doesn't he have a Christmas album? I don't
what?
Think so.
I think he does. Really?
They're just making things up now to try to make your side of it.
Oh, it's all big government.
This happened in Daytona Beach, which is, of course, in Volusia County, which is, of course, where DeLand, Florida.
Oh, DeLand, Florida.
Oh, God, I don't have it, Christy. Go ahead.
Why do they call it DeLand?
Because it's near the sea.
Oh. Ladies and gentlemen,
I'd like to go find Danoose.
Welcome to the 10,000th telling of the DeLand to sea joke with Tom Griswold's. Congratulations, Tom.
And we did find a place where we could buy a billboard and it would have a thing going.
I love it.
DeLand with an arrow pointing toward DeLand and then one pointing toward the ocean.
Absolutely.
Yep. No one would know what it was there for.
No,
it's not to promote anything.
Just because.
We'd be on the app.
We'd be on the news. Well, what's with this billboard? We'll be right back.
You know what? Yeah. Make it a Quest douche app.
Yes.
Yeah, someone out there, if anyone knows, please email us bobandtom@bobandtom.com. Is there a douche called Quest?
Are you not fresh enough? Are you not fresh enough to spend a day at the beach?
Trust me,
try to land. But if you're fresh like enough with Quest Douche, try to see.
What's the C stand for?
A word. Do you smell like baking, aging seaweed in the sun?
Where's the C? Not far from DAH.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.